It's the Mornings with Ed show, and a very good morning live at the Julie Lawton Studios here in Laguna Beach. We've got the Habits. The Habits, a great, great band. You're going to love them. It's Warren and Andrew, brand new single. And I'm not kidding. You are the very first people on the face of the earth to hear these songs. The first one is called Love You. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach. Please welcome the Habits.
My job is to love you like no one else do.
Oh,
my job is to love you like only I do. Love you, love you. Have you seen my heart? It's missing. Wait, it's in your hand. I knew once we started kissing, I never want it back. All this affection that I'm flexing, oh yeah, it's a vibe. Catch us dancing in the moonlight. I'll be your heart worker 24 hours. You know I go overtime. I think I see a future, a long-term lover. You know I'll be your guy. My job is to love you like no one else do. My job is to love you like only I do. Love you, love you. Be yours is what I'm good at, doing what you like. You're the star of every moment and every song I write. All this attention that I'm spending, it ain't just for show. Cause I protect you, not neglect you. Now I sweat my baby, no. I think I see a future, a long-term lover. You know, I'll be a guy. My job is to love you like no one else do. My job is to love you like only I do. Love you, love you. I'll be your hard worker 24 hours. You know I go overtime. I think I see a future, a long-term lover. You know, I'll be your guy. My job is to love you like no one else do. My job is to love you like only I do. Love you, love you. My job is to love you.
In our studios here in Laguna Beach, those are the Habits. Wolf Bradley, Andrew McAtro. Did I get that right? Close. Anyway.
I can barely hear.
That was Love You. We're now going to hear One Night. Please welcome once again the Habits.
I've been waking up to too many faces. When nothing's personal, it gets hard to fake it. 6 a.m. they're gone, I'm laying here naked. I don't think about it, I don't think about it. So many bodies vibing to the same playlist. So much perfume, it's like I live in a Macy's. There ain't no love in this, but I really hate it. I just think about how now that I found you. my neck and then I'll make us some coffee. I feel you touching on me even when I leave. I just think about you. Now that I found you, I'm not losing. Now that I found you, I'm a new man. It only took one night, just one night, one night with you, just one night. I'll stay up with you in my t-shirt and just think about how now that I found you, I'm not losing. Now that I found you, I'm a new man. It all needs a one night, just one night with you, just one night. Now that I found you, I'm not running. I'm gonna give you all my loving. It all needs a one night, just one night with you, just one night, just one night, just one night.
Those are the Habits live in our studios, the Julie Lawton Pearl Street Studios. And we're going to have them here inside. We're going to be talking to them in just a couple of seconds. We're going to hear another song of theirs, though. Let's give you Robber in a Dress, KX93.5.
What you doing to me? I'm a mannequin of the man I used to be. You're hitting me low. All the lights are on, but you know I'm. Trust a word that you spit out your mouth. If you're Bonnie and Clyde, right? Or am I the guy you met the night before? You got me blind, but now I see you. It kills me. That baby, even at your best, you're just a common thief. I'm calling the police. I should've listened to my friends. You're just a robber. Your best, you're just a robber in a dress. I should've listened to my friends. I should've listened to my friends. 'Cause baby, even at your best, you're just a robber in a. What you doing to me? What you doing to me? Robber in a dress.
We are live in studio with the Habits, and I'm telling you, man, we had a great time listening to you guys. Where are you from?
We're from San Pedro.
Welcome for the welcome from the out of town place of San Pedro. Right.
It's very nice here.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew made a comment about the tattoo shop across the street and how nice that tattoo shop looked compared to every tattoo shop in San Pedro.
Yeah. Actually, the tattoo artists wear suit and ties over there.
Really? Honestly, like, I know you're messing with me, but I believe it.
Now you parked in a safe spot now, right?
Oh yeah, no.
Dangerous neighborhood.
Dangerous neighborhood, you know, between that tattoo shop and the spa underneath us.
Right. So what we just heard, the two songs that you sang, brand new?
Yes.
Okay. How fresh? How new? I mean, I'm hearing just minutes old.
Yes. Yeah. It just, our EP literally just got streamed on SoundCloud from Substream Magazine an hour ago.
Wow.
For the first time ever.
So these human beings, the listeners that we have this morning, this is really fortunate.
And
that
we're like, we haven't played them live for anybody yet.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yes.
This is awesome. Glad to have. How'd you guys meet?
Ballet.
Yeah. All right.
My parents own a ballet school in San Pedro.
Okay. This story is going to be really good, I'm sure.
I know. And it sounds like a lie, but it's not, I swear. they own a ballet school, and I've been dancing since I was 3. And then he came like when I was 12.
Okay.
And he started dancing, and then we became like ballet rivals.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we didn't like each other at first.
Literally, it's not that we didn't like each other. We didn't know each other, but because we didn't like take the time to like learn about each other, we didn't like each other because I don't know why. And because that's the age that we were at. And then we started playing music together, and that's why we started liking each other.
Right. Now, you started playing music when? When was the first time you picked up an instrument?
I started learning how to play instruments in 5th grade.
Okay.
Ah. I've always loved music. My parents are very artistic people.
Right. Well, clearly.
Yeah. Because they both own the ballet school. My dad's an art teacher. He just retired, actually, at a high school. And then my mom used to be in a punk band in the 80s.
This is just magic. Right? Yeah, let's create a child, man. We're okay here.
I always said that if I was rebelling, I would have been an accountant or something, you know, like something very different.
You'd be in a suit and tie giving tattoos across the street. Right, yeah.
I would not trust my, I can't draw. My dad is great at painting and drawing. I can't do any sort of visual art like that.
Oh, man.
I'll take music. We were decent dancers too. We got offered apprenticeships and things like that. And we looked at each other and went, no.
No.
We wanted to do music.
That's going to music.
We wanted to stay here so we could be close to Hollywood, LA.
Yeah. There you go. We would have had to move to Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tough move right there. That would be a tough move.
Yeah.
And to our Alabama listeners, you know what I'm talking about. It'd be a tough move, man. Come on, you know it. A
lot going down.
So, Andrew, I noticed that during the break, you were air drumming, man. Do you do that everywhere you go?
It doesn't stop, man. It's
like a drummer's curse, right?
No, I have to. I try to do it quiet sometimes, but I'm tapping all the time.
He tries to do it quiet, but I think in his head it's quiet. But he's still like...
Now, you have a show coming up on June 29th in Anaheim at Chain Reaction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This
headline
is,
show for us.
That's fantastic.
One of our first and that's out of town.
That's a great spot, too. What a legendary venue.
What
a great spot.
All of our favorite bands growing up have played there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just kind of like, and I've always wanted to play. That's like literally one of the only places that we haven't played that I've wanted to play in this vicinity.
Right. Right.
I get it. LA and whatever.
Now, I was stalking you guys online, and I understand. Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's a good habit to have.
It really is.
I heard you.
Tell me about Almost Famous and the influence that movie's had on you.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You were stalking me.
I was stalking. I was deeply. I was like, all right, you know what? Let me go back a couple of years.
Because I wrote I don't know what you call it, a piece, an article, or like, I just answered a question, really.
Right.
About records, vinyl records, and like, I talked to my grandparent and my grandfather loving records and my dad. But then that movie popped in my head because it's all about music and like making it, right? And how important just sharing music is.
Right.
And just because we don't share music with vinyl as much anymore, just like the internet's great for just to share. Like I could just send a link to somebody. My cousin, who is studying abroad in Germany, he's like 16 right now.
Right.
He sent me a song through like an app that we have to use because... out of the country, and it's just like a link to a song. It's like, I love this song, you should check it out. And it's like, that's what that whole movie is about to me, is about just sharing music and how important that is creating connections and stuff like that.
Agreed. Agreed. I thought the movie was hot. I love the movie. I actually love that
movie.
It's
a classic. I watch it all the time.
Over and it's one of those that absolutely, yeah. I can't change away from it. Once if I'm just rolling through channels and it comes on, boom, I'm there. I'm stuck.
And my dad loves it too. And I think that he showed it to me, and my mom loves it too. But my dad and I have a tendency to watch the same movies over and over again.
Yeah.
And my mom always gives like us so much.
Okay, so
not good stuff about it.
So here's the deal. I have that same habit. Yeah. There's movies I can watch 1,000 times. Some of them though really suck.
Yeah,
so,
I know. And my mom was always like, "He's either watching Patton or Almost Famous."
Yeah,
but it's like
my sucky movie is Independence Day with Will Smith.
Oh, that's a great movie.
You know what? It's a great movie. It's watchable, but I don't know that it's great.
I love Aliens though.
Yeah.
Movies that have aliens in it, I'm usually on board.
Wolf and I watch The Wedding Crashers like
we do
lot.
Watch that a lot.
Yeah, that's another one.
At least once a year.
It's like a friendship movie.
Musically, who were your influences growing up?
We had like Green Day, Blink-182.
That was our age.
That was where we started.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we grew up as like pop punk, like snot-nosed kids.
Right.
Kind of angsty, but for no reason.
Right.
And those songs, I'm really happy that that's our foundation, because I feel like we don't necessarily sound like that at all now, right. But like the fun aspect of that and the like ability to get across an emotion with limited chords and just a catchy melody and still have a good time doing it kind right. of really bleeds into our music. And then, I mean, now we listen to literally everything from yeah. hip hop to pop, and I'm not a huge country fan, but my thought process is there's great songs in every genre.
Agreed.
Just because I don't want to listen to country all the time doesn't mean that Die a Happy Man by Thomas Rhett isn't a great song.
Right. You know? Agreed. 100. I feel that, okay, country's a fine genre. Yeah. There's individual great songs. I think sometimes, though, and this is just my personal opinion, the opinions of Ed do not reflect the opinions of KX93.5, but this is my personal opinion that... I think they use gimmicks in country. I think country is just, it's easy to be gimmicky and use the flag and all that.
I think that,
you know?
every genre uses gimmicks. Like, because you get bands, like there's standout bands in every genre.
Right.
And then every band that follows them is trying to sound like that. And not even bands, just artists in general. And right now we're in a very like specific time of every time is, but like right now we have a very like distinct sound in pop music.
Right.
And this sounds super... egotistical, but I like our band because I don't feel like we fit in to just doing what everybody else is doing.
Right.
But I don't mean that in a negative way towards them, but I also feel like, I was thinking about this, no two people have walked up to me and said, "You guys sound like this and this," that are the same.
Right.
Like somebody can come up to us and say, "You sound like The Killers meets like 1975. I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." And then somebody else comes to me and is like, "You guys are like the Jonas Brothers meets..." Right. Lil Nas X. I don't know. That's right. Not true. But like, you know what I mean? Like, no one right. ever says the same things.
You guys
about
are
us,
like T-Rex slept with David Bowie one night. Yeah, right. Right. I get it. Yeah.
But our whole goal is to make songs that people can sing along to and feel something while they're doing it, right. having a good time.
And
so as long as the melody is good and the lyrics are good, it doesn't matter what it sounds like.
Where's your favorite place to write music? Do you have a spot that you go to? Is there?
We're roommates, so we write a lot there.
Right.
I like to write with friends. Of mine, but when I drive, I write a lot of lyrics and melody.
Right.
You
have that alone time. You have that solitude.
Because I'll be listening to songs or like a podcast or something, and then I'll like get an idea and I'll have to turn it off and then like sing the idea. I'm alone in a car.
Right.
And I have all these voice memos right. on my phone
right.
of me just like, for some reason, when I'm driving too, I scream the songs instead of just sing them. And I'm like, da 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 da. Like, I don't know why, right. but I'll have the idea and I'll have. Recorded like a lot of 7 to 10 second clips right. that later become 3.5 minute songs.
Now, at this point, I should add that I owe you an apology in that the very first song you sang was "Love You," and it was my fault. It was sounded a little overmodulated. So, what I'm going to do
we'll
before we go,
you.
I know, man, I know. I'll actually give you guys some cash on your way out.
That'd be great. But, maybe for parking. But,
yeah, you'll need a lot there, actually. So, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play "Love You" again as you guys roll out, and you know, and that way,
awesome.
Yeah, because I feel bad that it was me. I had you overmodulated on the first song, second song.
That's
boom, slamming.
Good.
I finally got it down. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
it's live. This is live. We can't swear, and anything can happen.
Yeah,
that's the two rules.
Thank you. Thank you. And sometimes the anything is a swear.
Yes.
Going back to your...
Don't tempt me. No, I'm just kidding.
Going back to your songwriting, is there something in your head now that you're like a song that you haven't completed or that you're kicking around constantly?
I have chords and a hook.
Okay.
And I don't have any verses. I have soundbite melodies for it.
Right.
And I've been... It's been ruminating in my head
right.
for like probably a month, and I'm trying to get it out, but I've kind of like, we've been doing so much for this
right.
That I haven't like really found the time to get the lyrics right for it. And I don't know what the chorus is. I just have this super catchy thing that I want to make, but I think we're going to work on it in like 3 weeks.
Right.
We're planning.
I think in exactly 21 days we will be working on it.
But we're always writing music and always have it in our heads
right.
for sure, because that's our bread and butter. That's what we have to do. Like, even though we only come out with a certain like a finite amount of songs,
right.
if you don't know which one is the one that's going to be the one, so exactly. you have to keep writing them.
And always pretty much on the same course. You got the same mindset, or are there times where we go, no, this isn't going to work? Are there ever differences of opinion in the writing itself?
Yes and no. It's a creative environment.
Yeah, right. There'd be small things, but
right.
And Andrew has a I feel like because we've been working together for so long, he has a lot of trust in my. In my ear, and I have a lot of trust in his ear, so I'll usually come up with the basis of it and then bring it to him, or like he and I will go meet with a producer friend of ours, or like, you know, and just kind of collaborate on stuff.
Right.
But like the first song on our EP, I had the hook for that song, same thing, like this song that I'm working on. Right. I had this like na 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 like hook, and I didn't know what to do with it, and then I brought it to him and one of our friends, Devin, and we worked it out together.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So it's like we kind of trust each other because we've been doing this for so long.
Right.
And we love working with each other, right. you know, and we never fight.
And being roommates, that's tough.
We
man.
Literally, as we've been living together for like 8 years.
Very cool.
And we've never like had a big argument.
Awesome. Clearly the rent is paid on time. So that would be the argument number one, man.
But we're good about each other's space and like, but we're always around each other. We're just good partners. You know?
Right. This
and it's important.
And that is huge.
It's very important. And we've worked with people that we're not good partners with, right. and then it just doesn't work out for whatever reason. But
right.
we started the band and we're finishing it. You know?
A great relationship. And it shows up in your music, man. It really does. So right on.
I always say that, I talk a lot more than Andrew does, and I'm realizing that in this interview. But Andrew's the quietest one of like in our friend group. He's
right.
the quietest one, but he's also the funniest one.
Right.
But he Andrew's great because he doesn't speak unless he feels like he has something important to say. I'll just ramble.
You can count the amount of words that I say on one hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In interviews that we've ever done, they're like, man, Andrew should talk more. I was like, well, he doesn't talk that much, and that's fine. It's not. He just wants to tap on things.
Yeah. And I find that all of your productive conversations, so you're not really a rambler. You're a productive conversationalist.
I try to be.
Yeah, man. Keep
I
it mean, up.
I do my best. Thank you. My ego just went up a little bit.
I think it's funny, like, some people, they'll be like, they'll get concerned that I don't write as much as Wolf does. And I'm like, he's really good at writing. Like, I don't know.
We're great together because we both love the role that we play in the band.
Right.
Because we work together on everything and like bigger. Andrew's a great details guy.
Right.
And I'm always thinking big picture. Like, we'll get the cut of the music video and I'm like, that's great. Like, it looks like what I want it to look like. And he's like, well, there's one thing. I was like, you're right. That does look dumb right. in that 1 second. Or, you know, like small things like that. Or like getting just little details on the Spotify thing that I just don't think about. Like, yeah, I know we have a show. And then he's like, we should put on Spotify. You're right. We should. We should put our chores on the song.
Right.
That makes sense. I just want to play and write. That's what I do. And then Andrew's there to like keep me grounded.
To solidify, to close the door,
right.
if you will. Yeah. Hey, everybody's inside. Let's close the door. Right. That's very cool. So if you're just now joining us, we're talking to The Habits. I have Wolf and Andrew in studio. Brand new single out, Love You. We heard that. And I'm going to play the studio version of it here in just a couple of seconds.
A lot of horns in it.
Oh, cool. I you know
we
what?
Couldn't fake that in there, but
I gotta respect a band that uses horns, man.
I love horns, but we've never had an opportunity to like use it.
Right.
And we got our producer Courtney. He is friends with the the brass guy in Real Big Fish.
Okay. The brass guy.
I like because he does everything.
Right.
Like
everything horns, instruments. Right. Everything,
yeah.
Right.
Brass instruments. And he was like, listen, guys, we should get horns on this song. And this Love You is actually the last song that we did. Okay. We didn't even plan on doing it. I had written the chorus to Love You a long time ago.
Right.
And I always thought it was good, but it was like the concept is so like ridiculous. My job is to love you. Like what? Like what is that? And that's funny to me. And it's kind of like Weezer-esque a little right. bit, where it's like kind of like kitschy, and but the sentiment is very sweet.
Yes.
And I liked that, where it's like humorously sweet. And then, but I wrote the verses too jokey.
Right.
Like they said things like working at an office and stuff like that. It was not good. So then
I really leaned into the job thing.
And then and in retrospect, not the right way to go. So then we had the three songs. We had finished three songs.
Right.
And we needed a fourth one. And we were gonna do like a really like the saddest song I've ever written.
Right.
But then we were like, it's not the vibe for this. It's like three fun songs and then like, oh my God, this is so sad. If we did one more, we probably would have done a sad one, you know?
Right.
But, and then we were just flipping through demos and then I played this one and everyone was like, that chorus is good.
Right.
Those verses are not good. And I was like, let me rewrite it. So then I kind of went down the avenue of like the humorously sweet
right.
kind of thing. And then I found where I thought it like towed the line of, is this dumb or is this very sweet? So like right in the middle, you know?
Right.
And I think that there's an art to that in itself too. Not to toot my own horn, but I mean, I worked hard on those lyrics, like while we were doing it, and right. then rewrote most of it and kept the chorus the same. And then we built the song out and all of a sudden it was like, it should have horns on it.
Right. Yeah.
And then we made it huge. And then it's probably the most like, not experimental, like sonically it's the biggest we've done.
The most elaborate.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause we're a very, like our songs are simple. I right. like simple songs. Right. I like complicated
intro,
songs.
The intro took so long. Like, yeah. We did so many different versions of it, and I think this one we did it.
We killed it. But it's amazing.
You can say so yourself. Yes,
I love our band. You'd be surprised what you get hung up on when you're writing.
Right.
It's like the simplest things, and everyone goes like, "Well, yeah, you started with the chorus, like blah blah." Like, but it's like, no, we had so many different ideas and. Finally, when we realized that's what it was, we were thinking too hard about it. You know, you get caught up in your own head and your right. own like creativity.
Which brings me to the question of the sad song that you had talked about a moment ago. When you write a sad song, do you really have to pull on crappy times?
I feel like this sounds like an oxymoron. Our music in general is happy sounding songs about sad things.
Yeah.
Like the one you played, Robert Address, the lyrics, right. they're sad.
Really?
They're kind of depressing, but the song is like, like, and it's like right. a good time. And I think that's like, that's kind of our forte a little bit.
Right.
But when you're writing sad songs, you have to really draw on personal experience. Everything is a personal experience, right. whether it's happening in that moment. I think average listeners think, like, I've talked to a lot of people, like, they think, people are writing songs and releasing them about what's happening right then in their lives.
Right.
And that's true sometimes, but rarely. But I think that if it's good, that means it's authentic. And just because it's an emotion and it's an experience that you had 3 years ago, 3 months ago, whatever, right. it doesn't make it any less real.
Right. Right.
So I draw from everything.
Beautifully described. We're in studio with the Habits. I've got Andrew and I've got Wolf. Where can we find you on social media?
At Habits the Band on Instagram and Twitter. And then we have a Facebook, The Habits.
All right. Okay. You're going to be at the Chain Reaction in Anaheim on June 29th?
It's all ages.
Oh, nice.
That's why we love the Chain Reaction.
Right.
Because it's all ages. And we, our music is we have fans that are 12 and we have fans that are 60.
Right.
Because it's just pop music.
And you've got one now that's in between there.
Oh, somewhere. So, see, that's the good one. That's our demographic, 12 to 60. And we were like very adamant about getting a show that was all ages. And it kind of took us a time to, because a lot of venues that are like
21
the size
and over.
That we're looking for, they're 21 and over, right. 18 and over. And we played all of them anyways, but we wanted everybody that wanted to come to be able to come.
That's
so it's
cool.
All ages. Want to reiterate that, and it's only $10.
That's the most inclusive band I've ever known, man. You guys are.
It's
awesome.
Important.
Yes,
it's important.
Yeah, because 12-year-olds love music.
Because
too.
Kids,
that's when you
kids
get right.
are important, right. and their music that they. Because I just remember when I was 12, that was when I was really discovering what music I liked, and mm-hmm. I had just like American Idiot by Green Day had just come out, and like that's where I found my niche. And I went to their concert. It was the first concert I went to, and it was like the life changing. And right. it's important to like. Have those experiences, even if you don't decide that you want to do music. But like, music gets you through everything when you're a kid, especially.
Well, if I didn't like you guys when you walked in the door, I love you now, man. You guys are awesome. So thanks for coming in today. This is Andrew and Wolf. They are The Habits. Brand new single out is Love You. Look for it wherever music is available. And look for them, certainly June 29th at Chain Reaction. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Missing, wait, it's in your hand. I knew once we started kissing, I never want it back. All this affection that I'm flexing, oh yeah, it's a vibe. Catch us dancing in the moonlight. You like, you're the star of every moment and every song I write. All this attention that I'm spending, it ain't just for show.